Monty, we talked about the website, geocaching.com.
Yes.
How do you find caches? In Carmel or Hollister.
Well, there's a couple of different ways that you can search. If you go to the main web page, www.geocaching.com, when you open that page, there is a feature there that allows you to search locations, and you can put in your area zip code, which is what I did earlier today. I looked for the area. For instance, I put in Pacific Grove's zip code. And within 25 miles of Pacific Grove, and you can't go very far west, so most of these are east, north, and south of there. There were 192 caches within 25 miles of Pacific Grove.
Joined us. This is Catherine Wise, and you're listening to All Things Imagined, and we're talking to Monty Wolf from Carson City, Nevada, about geocaching. And he's going to tell us about how we can use the handheld GPS receiver and find some of these sites right around here.
Oh, and you guys have a lot of caches in the area. For instance, I also looked up Santa Cruz. Within 25 miles of Santa Cruz, there are 491 caches.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's half of what we have in the state of Nevada. So you guys have a lot of caches. I also looked up Salinas. There's 185 caches within 25 miles. Gilroy has 288 within 25 miles. Hollister has 122. And I also checked out Big Sur. There's 33 caches within 25 miles of there. And they range from being out more in the wilderness areas to being right in the middle of town. There are urban caches, and containers can be very small. One of the caches that I use here as an urban cache is one of those little Altoid strips.
All right.
The little tins, I'll use those. I'll attach a magnet to it, and you can use that, do that with silicone glue. And once it sets up, you can hide it just about anywhere. Where I sit right now, I'm about a mile from the state capitol, and I have one just like that hidden on a lamppost at the state capitol. 100 people walk by it every day. They have no clue it's there.
Now, we had a geocache discovered in Carmel not too long ago by the mayor of Carmel. Her name is Sue McLeod.
Uh-huh.
He thought it was a bomb.
Well, you know, these things have happened before. In fact, in Cincinnati a couple of years ago, the ordnance disposal team blew up a cache because they didn't know what it was. So caches should have something on the outside of it that says this is a geocache, but
it's a game. Right?
Yeah, it's a game. And, you know, I suppose occasionally there will be mistakes like that. And the more prolific caches become in areas, the more chance you have of them being found. Now, one of the things that you want to keep in mind when you do hide a cache is you don't want somebody to just stumble into it because you don't know the type of the person that's going to find it. They may plunder the cache. They may take the container. They may take everything that's in it. You may never, ever see it again. And that has happened to me on one occasion. In fact, I went to visit a friend of mine in Prescott, Arizona, placed a cache with him. We hid it in a very good location where nobody was going to bump into it. I'm not sure why it disappeared, but within 3 weeks it was gone. That's the only time that's ever happened to me, and I've placed over 30 caches.
Well, that's unfortunate, but most of the people involved in this are probably good eggs. Huh?
Well, I think so. You know, we all pretty much have that same thing in common, which is a spirit of adventure and a respect for nature and each other. So I think it's very rare that you're going to see a cacher plunder something like that. Now, occasionally, I call them civilians, but the caching community seems to be fond of the word muggles from the Harry Potter series, but muggles would be non-geocachers. Occasionally, a geomuggle will find a cache, open it up, sign the log, leave something, take something, and they'll go buy a GPS receiver because it sounds like such a cool hobby.
Well, you know, you told me about an event that you're having in May that involves geocaching in Nevada. Our listeners in this area invited to attend that?
Sure. In fact, we have people from the Bay Area that are coming over here to participate. We've got people from Las Vegas, which is actually farther away than where you are right now, and some people from Arizona coming up to participate in this. It's a rally, a navigational rally, that requires the use of the GPS, and instead of saying turn left at this street or turn right at highway such and such, you have to use the GPS receiver to figure out how to get from point A to point B to point C. And then along the route, there will be caches that each team needs to find, and then at each checkpoint there will be checkpoint challenges. And instead of entering the coordinates in the GPS for the cache that they're looking for at the checkpoint, they just have to watch the numbers roll on the GPS receiver and hope that they find it in the allotted time, and that's going to be anywhere from 2 to 3 minutes, depending on how difficult it is. So, in fact, this is the first event of its kind in the world. Geocaching.com is watching us to find out how successful we are, and other geocaching groups throughout the world are watching us to find out what happens, because they're going to want to do the same type of event. So you could get in on a groundbreaking event just by participating here.
Well, how can people find out about it? Give us your email.
You can contact me here at the radio station. My email address is Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, Wolf, W-O-L-F, at kptlradio.com, and I'd be happy to give you all the information.
Okay, and that's linked on the KNRY website through the All Things Imagine website.
Ah, great.
Thanks, Monty.
You're welcome.